It's your boy NEX. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Next God Podcast, where our aim is to entertain and inform. We got a good show for y'all today. Got a few things to talk about. It's definitely a bleak month for sports fans. We know that when we get into February, Black History Month, that we only got a few more months left for the good sports, you know what I mean? Football's on the way out. We have the Super Bowl. We celebrate. You know, everybody's happy for our new Super Bowl champion, or unhappy. We go into All-Star Weekend in the NBA. You know, normally the NBA puts on the best All-Star Weekend. They do it better than football, obviously. They do it better than the MLB. In my opinion. So you go through that weekend, you have a great, you know, you had the dunk contest, skills challenge. They put on such a good show for people who aren't avid NBA fans, or especially for the kids. They really do put on a good show over the weekend in the NBA. Once you get past All-Star Weekend, you know, you start looking around and saying, all right, so, you know, when is March Madness going to start? So you still got some weeks before March Madness cranks up and everybody starts repping their colleges, you know, picking brackets, you know, putting money on brackets, and, you know, while you at work throwing money in pools that nobody ever pays. So you got a couple weeks before that. You always have crazy trade rumors in the NBA. We'll talk about a few of those today. That's always floating around. Of course, Dwight Howard, he's on the trading block again. All right, and so before we get into that, let me make sure I give a shout out to our sponsors over at Q Merch Cosmetics, 5DMG Media, and also our good friends over at Patreon. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So what's today's top five? Today we're going to look at the top five reasons why the Golden State Warriors will beat the Chicago Bulls all-time wins record in the NBA. Y'all ready to get into it? All right, next guy, let's go. All right, so the wins record in the NBA is set at 72-10 right now. Of course, set by the Chicago Bulls. I watched, like, every single one of those games that year. It's an amazing record. It's a record that I never thought that anybody would approach. But here's the number five reason why the Golden State Warriors will defeat the Chicago Bulls' win record in the NBA this season. The league overall just isn't strong enough. Golden State Warriors, they are on another level right now. There's like maybe one or two teams that are even semi-close to being on their level. Talking the San Antonio Spurs. The only team with, like, at least the talent and athleticism to keep up with them is Oklahoma City also. And we saw how they discarded them. The Golden State Warriors are just so much better than everybody in the league this year.
Oh, shit.
And last year, really. Their style of play, it's looking like the NBA is going to take a little time to catch up with it. What they do is very special on offense, and it's even more special on defense. And there's just not too many other teams that's approaching their proficiency, their efficiency, offensively and defensively. So barring, you know, some crazy bad nights, I just don't think for the rest of their schedule, there's not enough teams that are even close to being good enough to add more L's into the L column for the Golden State Warriors. I just don't see it. But what's my number four reason? Number four reason why the Golden State Warriors will defeat the NBA wins record set by the Chicago Bulls. Steph Curry said it, bruh. He said they gonna take the record down, bruh. And if Steph Curry said it, I believe it. Now, I always enjoy when a superstar steps up and he makes predictions.
Oh,
you know, You got Joe Namath coming out the tunnel. He said, yo, we gonna win the Super Bowl.
Oh, snap. You know?
Muhammad Ali, oh, man. How many predictions did he make and didn't make them come true?
Oh, snap.
That confidence that Steph Curry has right now. I mean, he came right out and said, hey, yeah, I am the best player in the league. Like, LeBron who, my nigga? LeBron who?
Oh, snap.
And anytime you have an NBA superstar who's at the top of his game the way he is, be that confident, that confidence just goes trickling down onto the coaching staff, onto the teammates, man. They're unstoppable. Steph says they're going to do it, so that means they're going to be focused to do it.